All I have to ask is, are you ready for it? Hey guys, welcome back to Feeling 22, a Taylor Swift fan podcast hosted by me, Lucy, and Nova. Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
And today we have two special guests. Their names are Haley and Kennedy. Haley is my sister and Kennedy is Nova's sister. So guys, why don't you say hi?
Hi.
All right, so just like we did for our first episode, let's see. What is your favorite song? And what is your favorite album?
My favorite song is New Romantics, and my favorite album is 1989.
Kennedy?
My favorite album is also 1989, and my favorite song is Cruel Summer.
Those are some pretty awesome albums and songs. But we also want to ask you, when did you become a Swiftie and why did you become a Swiftie?
I became a Swiftie probably like early 2023. And I became a Swiftie because I heard a lot of the songs from Lover and 1989 and I really liked them.
So I became a Swiftie because I was actually in my mom's car, and then a Taylor Swift song played up from 1989. And then I was like, wait, why do I recognize this song? And then my mom told me the name of the singer. And then I was like, I really like her, and that's how I became a Swiftie.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So we have friendship bracelets on today. And I don't know if you can see it. So everyone show your friendship bracelets. Yes.
This one says 1989. Wow, I just realized that.
Like, and it's an Eras Tour edition, which means you probably can guess that today we are going to be talking about the Eras Tour, but not just any Eras Tour. The Eras Tour Taylor's version, which just came out on Disney Plus last Thursday, I think. Thursday? Thursday.
Yeah.
And more specifically, the surprise songs and the extra song Cardigan. So
I was so happy about that.
Yes, I was very happy when we knew that, like, there was going to be new surprise songs and she was going to add Cardigan back in.
I almost screamed.
You same. I was like, freaking out when I figured that
out. I was like dying inside. Oh my god, I was freaking out.
And so Cardigan is like, why do you think she like originally cut it out? Like, it didn't even come back in like the rental version, the extended version, which included Long Live, The Archer, and Wildest Dreams. It didn't even come back there.
Do you think it's because of haters that we just don't know about?
I think it's more that she wanted you to like go on to Disney Plus and listen to Cardigan because it was new to the show, to the Eras Tour movie.
That sounds about right.
But maybe it was because of haters. It could have been.
It's all maybe. Behind the scenes. We have no idea. What do you think of this, Lucy?
Well, I don't. So, like, Cardigan is like this like really pretty song that I was so excited that she put it on the Disney Plus. I think she didn't put it on the regular one just so like we would like want it. I don't know, like what you said. I don't really know why. So that, I feel like that other song.
So that we would use Disney Plus to stream it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Cardigan as a song? Like, what do you like about Cardigan?
It's pretty.
Yeah, yeah. It's very
elegant.
Very pretty. I recently got into like the lore behind the three teenage drama life.
Yeah, stuff. August, Betty and James. And Cardigan is a song in like Betty's perspective of what happened in like the teenage love triangle. I think like 20 years later saying, like, when I felt like I was an old cardigan under someone's bed, you put me on and said I was your favorite. Showing how like James lifted up Betty.
Have all of you watched the Air Story movie on Disney Plus yet?
Yeah, we all have. That's perfect because Cardigan was one of the new songs. But we also know that there was four new acoustic songs, also including the two surprise songs that were originally in the movie, which were Our Song and You're on Your Own, Kid.
Sorry.
Our song was the slam screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window.
What do you guys think the surprise songs are going to be?
We already know, though.
Well, not the... Never mind. I forgot what I was going to say.
But, so what do you guys think of, like, the performance and, like, the overall... Our Song as a song? Like, what do you think of
Our Song? She does not have a country accent anymore, so it's like
if Olivia Rodrigo were to sing Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, it's like it doesn't work.
Yeah,
but
She still sounds beautiful.
Yeah,
not the version.
It's weird. And she did. She's from. Come on, guys. She's from where we live. She's from Pennsylvania. She faked that country accent. She's from
that dang deer.
But I think Our Song, like the not re-recorded version, you know that Taylor Swift, Taylor's version has not come out yet. But I think, like, when you go back to debut and you click on Our Song to listen to, it always just wants to make you dance. And for me, it like, brings me back to, like, it's my favorite debut song, and it's also the first debut song I ever listened to.
Which album do you think she's gonna release first of Taylor's version, Reputation or Debut?
I think she's gonna release Debut.
I think she's gonna release Reputation first, or do them both at the same time. I don't think she'd ever do that. That'd be really crazy if she did them both at the same time.
Yeah, that would be crazy. But I also think it's gonna be Reputation first.
It's gonna be Reputation because she doesn't have like a accent anymore.
But she has to re-record Debut.
She probably already did.
I feel like she's just putting it off. And
she might have already recorded both of them. She probably did.
Or is like in the process of re-recording one.
Did you guys see at the Grammys when she brushed off her award? When like no one does that, so, and she said, so I've been working on two albums and
I've been working on albums
and snuck in an S, I think, and since she was wearing her white and black, don't you think that's a sign?
No, I think that's just a sign because like. We both know that Tortured Poets is a black and white album. Like, look at the cover.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's more cream and white and black.
Yeah, I'd say it's more like a...
Yeah. Kind of like your shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like my shirt, which I don't know if you noticed, but we're all kind of matching. So Nova is wearing a black Eras Tour shirt. There's Lucy's Eras Tour shirt, and I'm wearing my cream Aristore shirt. So we're all matching.
And then
got
Haley and Kennedy are matching for Speak Now.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
So also like leaning into like the more surprise song part of the Aristore. Why do you think that she included the songs that she did? Like, she also did, like, Exile and Dress, and those weren't included. Like, in the nights that she was in L.A., she did Exile and Dress.
I love Dress so much.
Yes,
yeah, so Dress is a very...
Oh, my God, there's Dress you could take.
But why do you think she included the surprise songs that she did?
Because of Reputation.
Yeah,
but there was
that's what I was gonna
but
say.
But wasn't there no Reputation songs in the surprise? Like, let's go through. So there's our song, You're on Your Own, Kid, Maroon, I Can See You, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and You Are in Love. None of which are in Reputation, and she did have.
But then there was Dress.
But she didn't put that in the Aristore Taylor's version. That's my point.
Yeah, because she didn't release Reputation yet.
Maybe if
Taylor's version.
The words, it reveals a secret message, definitely.
There's, she always...
She always does that.
What about Cupcake?
Oh, yeah, this is Dress.
Yeah. In the shape of you,
made your mark on me. A golden tattoo. All of the silence and patience.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, she's like, mini bye bye.
I only got this dress so you can take it.
Preview, it's already been out. It's not a preview.
What do you think of Dress, Lucy? Dress, the song.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. I don't even know what to say about it. Then
It's too good.
Yeah, it's too good.
So, like, you know how she included Cardigan in the new, like, the Aristore movie? I was going to talk about, like, the teenage love triangle. What is your favorite song out of all the teenage love triangle songs?
My least favorite's Betty. I'm sorry, Haley, but my least favorite's Betty.
I love August. And,
your favorite's Betty?
Wow. Well, it's a good song.
Okay? Well, it is, but it's just not my favorite.
I love the lore behind Folklore. It's just, it's like...
Oh, I love Folklore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't like the album in general. Like, I'm not a fan of it, but I'll listen to Folklore, the song.
And, like, I'm on August's side, Bombastic, and that's why my favorite song is August, because...
Oh, yeah. Yes. My favorite's probably August, too. I really like August. August slipped away.
Left her in the dust.
Yes. So, like, if you don't know the lore behind the songs, it's just that there were two girls, one boy, and the boy's name is James. And the two girls' names were Augustine and Betty, and Taylor Swift kind of, like, in the album Folklore, she, like, made these characters fall in love and break up. This is August, yeah. If you haven't listened to it, it's really good. You should listen to it, definitely.
I'm more,
I just forgot what I was about to say.
So what I was saying is that like Betty and James were in a relationship, and yeah. James was secretly cheating on Betty with
a summer love
with Augustine, and the song Betty is James apologizing to Betty, saying that he wants her back, like, I miss you.
They thought this was...
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift herself said that she thought they got back together at the end. And
this is what I but, think like, about it.
Remember?
We are never ever... We are never...
What, Lucy?
Guys, can...
August, I feel like her story is so sad because, like, James, she thought that James was the one. She thought she was like, it repeats at the end of the song, like, for the hope of it all. And it's like, it was never really a thing.
Yeah, if you listen to August, August, she was like, for the hope of it all, meet me behind the mall, because they used to kiss behind the mall, and they would date, and Betty knew nothing about it. And then the song, Betty is, yep, this one. This is from James' perspective, apologizing to Betty for having an affair with August. And then, like I said, Cardigan was from Betty's perspective, like 20 years later on the entire affair thing. And she was saying, like, how James lifted her up when she was, like, at her lowest low. And, like,
low.
When I found, like, I was in a cardigan under someone's bed, you put me on and said I was your favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, this one.
When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick, sensual politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
And then after that is August, which is Augustine's perspective. Like, oh, I thought this was more than just an affair. I thought I really had you. So the order I usually listen to them in is it's usually like I will listen to Betty and then August and then Cardigan, because that's what I see like the order being.
I don't really listen to those songs, but.
Yeah, because she's a folklore hater, guys.
Yes. I'm not a hater. I just dislike it.
That's being a hater.
I'm not a hater.
I'm not being a hater. I just dislike it.
I absolutely heart folklore. It's one of my favorite albums.
I like the songs, but I just don't like folklore in general.
Yeah, like, the Teenage Love Triangle is, like, super duper duper good. And then I'll have, like, songs like, I will listen to songs like The One, Invisible String, Illicit Affairs, The Lakes.
Oh, I love The Last Great American Dynasty. For
oh, yes.
Reason.
I like how she introduces those songs, though. She's like, well, there once was this love triangle. And I like how she introduced
it. Yeah, it's like, and I had these characters meet, fall in love, break up, and James really screws things up with the love of her life. And long story short, her name was Betty.
Yeah.
This is The Last Great American Dynasty.
Rebecca rode up on the afternoon train.
This is it was sunny. Telling the story of Rebecca Harkness or something. It's a story of someone, but I forget who. I think it was like Rebecca
Harkness.
Yes, Rebecca Harkness. I got it.
Town said, how did a middle class divorcee do it? The wedding was charming.
Overall, just Folklore is a really good album for me. Not for everyone.
I like Lover and 1989 and Reputation.
No. It's the same.
But like...
You're going to go on for all the albums except for Folklore.
And Nevermore.
Has she ever
except played... Except for Marjorie.
Wait, has she ever played Illicit Affairs as a surprise song?
No.
And I want her to, because I love
she,
her.
Has she ever?
No. I don't think so.
What? She needs to play that. Yes, yeah, forgive us if she has, but
yeah,
like,
don't kill us.
On to like the surprise songs that she had, like, has played. One that was in the movie was "Death by a Thousand Cuts," which is like a fan favorite by of everyone. "Death by a Thousand Cuts." Yeah. It's Miss "Death America. By a Thousand Cuts."
Miss Americana.
That's sorry. The opener, not. A surprise song.
I know.
What are your thoughts on A Death by a Thousand Cuts? Have you listened to it? What are your thoughts then, Nova?
You're going to call me a hater on it, and I'm just...
You don't like it? Come on. Yes.
Too many mice. My.
Okay, well then you're not going to like Lover the song, because it has "You're my lover."
Yeah.
But "Death by a Thousand Cuts" is like amazing.
I like Lover though.
I like Lover. Yesterday night I listened to like all Lover songs just
yesterday night I stayed up until 11.
Lover.
Me too.
Oh, I want to go to the word store.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January.
It should be February. She could, like, easily fit February in there. Because, like, who doesn't leave the Christmas lights up till January? Yeah. You're crazy if you take them down, like, December 26th.
That's my grandma's birthday.
Yeah.
If you don't leave the Christmas lights up till January, you're crazy.
That's what I was talking about.
Don't diss on me, but we kind of didn't take ours down yet.
Oh, this is Kennedy's favorite song. Cruel Summer.
Angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. And it's blue. The shape of your body is blue. The feeling I've got in it's blue. It's a cruel summer. It's cool. That's what.
Do you know who that song was about, Kennedy?
I remember.
Harry Styles.
Yeah. I knew it, but then it was...
I don't like how everyone thinks that it's he looked up pretty like a devil. It's he looked up grinning like a devil. Yes. It's so annoying.
It makes more sense.
It makes sense, but like it's still annoying that people get it wrong.
But it still makes more sense. Lost in the lights, Miss Americana.
American glory fading before me. Now I'm feeling hopeless. Ripped up my prom dress, running through
the Eras Tour opener. This will forever be an iconic song.
This is some of my friends' favorite songs.
I counted days, I counted miles. Okay, what about 1989, guys? What 1989 song? Did she played "You Are in Love"?
Didn't she play?
From like the deluxe original 1989, but on the regular
didn't she play
1989 Taylor Swift?
Didn't she play "Clean" or something?
That was like when I was over at your house. Yeah, and remember
she had a sleepover at my house. Something happened, then we watched the, and then we watched
"This Is You Are in Love."
The surprise songs.
Yeah, she played this one on piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so impressive that she plays piano and sings at the same time. Like, I'd never
and
be able to.
And I would never. It's either I sing or I play piano or I play guitar or I sing. No, I can't do both.
I play flute better than I play piano, but.
I play my cello better than I can play, like, any other instrument.
So. I don't play guitar.
Did you see that where. The thing where the keys kept going, but she wasn't.
Yeah, it was like.
Like her piano was haunted.
Because it was raining, and then it messed up her. her piano, and it was like she got scared of it. And then did you see the one time where her hair was in her face and she was like, stop, there's 73,000 people here. And everyone starts laughing.
Yeah, there was a lot of Errors Tour moments. It's not the Errors Tour, guys. It's the Errors Tour.
That reminds me of Jeopardy.
It reminds me of Taylor Swift. The one drag queen that pretends to be
Taylor No, that's Swift. Like Taylor Slow or something.
No, it's Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift? Wait, what is it, though?
Taylor Swift.
It's, I don't know. It's this one drag queen who pretends to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but that sounds like a cat name.
Taylor Swift.
It's her clone.
No, not really.
No, because then she would be nice. She's rude because she's copying some of these ideas.
No, she's like making.
No, she's for the people who can't get tickets.
She's making like them really cheap.
They're like $70 or something.
Like she didn't perform in the Philippines, and so she was like performing, like pretending to be her for
them. She flew,
and then she started going around other places.
Yeah. What about she did play? She played a song from Speak Now.
Speak Now.
In the acoustic set, I Can See You, one of my all-time favorite songs. I honestly do not get why she scrapped it from the original Speak Now.
Is that your favorite song from Speak Now?
Yes.
When I Can Sparks See. Sparks Fly.
Oh, yeah. Sparks Fly is really good.
I love Sparks Fly.
But I Can See You.
Kennedy watched the Eras Tour movie like 8 times and that she knows all the choreography.
Yeah, I do.
This is I Can See You. It's too good.
You brush past me in the hallway and you don't think I can see it, do you? I've been watching you for ages and I spent my time.
I Can See You. It's just like, it makes me melt every time. I love it. I don't get why she scrapped it from the original album. And then the last, well, there's actually 2 more surprise songs. The next one is You're On Your Own Kid from Midnights, which is in every version of the Eras Tour, which is like the one that was in theaters, the extended version and the Taylor's version.
Every song from Midnights.
You're On Your Own Kid is amazing.
And I know all the songs. I know all the songs from 1989. I know all the songs from Reputation. And I know most of the songs from Midnight.
You're On Your Own Kid.
He's gonna notice me. It's okay, we're the best of friends. Anyway, I hear it in your voice. You're smoking with your boys. I touch my phone.
This is a very touching song, and a lot of my Swiftie friends say, that the lyrics, cut so deep, and they're, relatable.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of, You're On Your Own Kid, our special guests?
It's just one of my favorite songs.
I have no words for it. It's just that good.
Natalie!
What?
Natalie What'd was she touching do? My back.
I was trying to push you forward into the mic so that people could see you.
And hear you. Jump scare.
Jump scare.
Bombastic side eye.
What about you, Haley?
You're scaring me.
I just like the song. It's just one of my favorites.
Anti-hero, forever the part of the set list and forever the part of our hearts.
This is my mom's favorite song.
Oh, yes.
When my depression works the graveyard shift, a lot of people I've ghosted stand there in the room. I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices.
My mom's favorite song is Don't Blame Me.
So y'all are Reputation girlies in that house.
Yeah.
Except for Kennedy over here.
My dad. My dad likes Reputation in 1989.
Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind.
But Jewel,
I gave you as a present. Putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. Another way.
Where are you going, Taylor?
I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer.
And so the last surprise song from the Eras Tour is Maroon, which is one of my absolute faves from Midnights as well. Actually, just
Midnight songs.
Recently introduced it to my dad because, like, we were having a Taylor Swift dance party in the
dance,
living room.
Dance, dancey dance.
Yep, this is Maroon.
Let's have a dance party.
The morning came, we were cleaning incense off your vinyl shelf because we lost track.
Why is that music so tiny?
This is Maroon.
Like you were my closest friend.
So,
Maroon is so good.
Yes, Maroon is amazing. I introduced this song to my dad by, like, Haley can tell you. We were, like, dancing to Bejeweled.
Bejeweled?
In the living room. And I was like, what were you going to say?
And we were like, we found this app where we made it on the
internet. Yeah, and we were just playing DJ. And
Natalie sent me a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to listen to, like, 8 minutes worth of music.
That I made, so, like, you have to listen to it.
They're called Novo 9, Novo 1, for some reason.
Did you just say Nova? Well, I just put random numbers afterwards because I needed to name them because I was excited to send them to you. But anyways, we were listening to Bejeweled, and I'm like, oh, Dad, you have to listen to this song. It's, like, really good. And I showed him Maroon, and he listened to it. And hopefully he has it on his playlist now that he listened to it. And I hope you liked it. I think that might be all of the surprise songs. Did we hit all of them?
Yeah.
I think don't go for us if that's not all of
us. Yeah, I think it is, but, like, because, like, our song, You're on Your Own, Kid, Death by a Thousand Cuts, I Can See You, Maroon, You're in Love. That's 6 surprise songs. I think that's good. I think we're good.
Yay.
But before we go, which we are going to go soon, I wanted to ask you, all of you, we'll go down, like, from me to Nova and then Lost Lucy.
We got problems.
Hey, stop. Hey, stop.
I'm singing the other version, okay? Where she yells at the...
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times you and I. Now we got bad blood.
She's fine. She wasn't doing anything. Hey, stop. Hey, stop.
Problems, and I don't think we can solve them. Bullet holes. Please say sorry just to show you live like that. You live and forget.
Okay.
Let it go.
So before,
sorry, if I keep doing that, we're gonna get shut down. So I gotta stop doing that.
So, like, when, so, like, we're gonna say goodbye soon. But I wanted to ask you, going from me to Nova and then to Lucy, what's your favorite era from the Eras Tour? Not because of the songs, but because of, like, the choreography and the outfits. My personal favorite is probably the Midnights era because it has...
What I'm gonna say, though. You already know what I'm going to say.
Because of, like, all, like, we have the lavender, the lavender haze jacket with the night, like, the nightshirt. Then she takes off the jacket for Antihero. Then halfway through Midnight Rain, she will take off the shirt to reveal a sparkly bodysuit, and then she'll rule for firm, like, Bejeweled, the rest of Midnight Rain, Mastermind, I forget all the rest. And then she will get the Karma jacket out for Karma, which is this song.
You're talking shit for the hell of it, addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down, 'cause if you're there, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there.
Okay. So, my favorite is the Midnight Era because the outfits. Okay, what about you, Haley? What's your favorite because of the outfits and the choreography?
Red.
Okay, why?
Because I like her 22 outfit, but I also like her sparkly bodysuit under. And I like how she gives away the hat, like, each time. And the choreography is just... one of my favorite, like, how she walks up in the song.
What about you, Kennedy?
Mine would have to be, I would honestly have to say Fearless, because, like, the start of Fearless, she does, like, this little dance with her hands. She just, like,
I love this part.
She's like,
yeah.
And then it's, and also I like how it, like, it's, like, frizzy, and it's very cute.
Yeah, the fringe mm-hmm, dress.
Yes.
What about you, Nova?
Reputation, because of the one, because of the outfits, and the outfit.
Yeah, there's no other outfits.
And the transition. That's, like, the best transition in the whole. Reputation has the best transitions between songs.
Don't blame me to look what you made me do. It's just perfect. All right. What about you, Lucy?
My favorite is Folklore. I personally just, I don't know. I think the outfit is, like, really nice. And, like, the one outfit is, like, really nice. And I really like how, like, in, like, My Tears Ricochet, I like how she's, like, actually, like, you know, like, crying on stage and, like, getting up.
Yeah. And all the outfit choices are beautiful. I mean, we got the purple, we got the blue, we got the green, we got the cream. It's like everything is amazing. Yeah,
have you seen the one trick that one of the background dancers made in 22? Where she went up to open the box. And then one of the background dancers went 3-4 and then pointed at her because she's 34.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, he was like, because she was 34.
She's like, he was like,
34.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 34.
Okay, so I think that's about it. So thank you.
Bye-bye.
For tuning in, everyone who is here and everyone who is listening after we're live. Thank you, guys. Let's all give a wave.
Bye.
It's BB. Thank you for listening to Feeling 22.
BB.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers.
Strangers. I know. No, strangers.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to our guests, Kennedy and Haley. We hope to see you back on the show at some point. So, thank you for coming here and talking Taylor Swift with us.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bebe.
And 2 weeks until our next podcast, and we might see another person here then. Who knows?
Hi, everyone.
You're acting like Taylor Swift right now.
Yes, we should bring Taylor Swift on. Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Feeling 22 podcast. On JMN, JO Radio, we hope you will let us be your endgame. So make sure to tune in next time. You can find us right where you left us.